Welcome back to Surviving Me, the podcast where healing gets honest and self-work gets real. I'm your host, Day, and around here, we believe that the journey back to yourself is the real work. And today, we're stepping into another powerful installment of our men's series, His Way Through. This segment is where we hold space for the healing journeys of men, their emotional truth, their inner work, and the quiet battles they often fight in silence. In this episode, I'm sitting down once again with my brother Ant. We're talking about that strange, uncomfortable, in-between space where you've grown, but the old versions of you still show up. The habits, the mindset, the survival instincts. You changed, but the past hasn't fully let go of you yet. This one is for anyone who's done the work but still gets triggered, still gets stuck, still has to remind themselves you're not that person anymore. So let's dive right back on into it. What does it feel like when an old version of you shows up again? And to start with the first question is, have you ever caught yourself reacting like an old version of yourself?
Yes, I have. I always had self-control even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like with myself, you know, unless I was under the influence of some drugs. That's the only thing. But it felt really good to get it out. It's like hard to explain.
You're talking about the emotions?
Right, just emotions or the old me showing up, anger.
Yeah.
You know, but I always catch myself, like, so I'm always in control. But I do feel the anger or something touch me, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I gotta like grab myself back, like, and you know, you change.
So how do you give yourself grace when you slip back into them patterns?
That's why, you know, that's why doing self evaluations
and
reflections is important, you know.
Yes.
Because you can't tell me that what you done, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, you didn't think about it when you went to sleep or when you woke up in the morning. You cannot tell me. Nobody can tell me they didn't think about it.
Okay. Exactly. Right. Especially when it comes to dealing with other people. If you know you made somebody feel, if you said something or you did something or your actions caused somebody to feel something, it's no way you can't say that you didn't think about that and thought about how you could have went about it differently or done differently or even reflected on what you did wrong. Unless you like some psychopath or something, but.
Right. Right.
Naturally, humans do that.
Right. You won't think about it. Even psychopaths think about it. My wife, she, it always used to be a thing like her saying, oh, you know, it's about a right or wrong, being right or wrong. And I always tell her, it's not about being right or wrong.
Yeah.
Because everybody was raised differently.
That's true.
It's about coming to the person and telling them whether you intend to make them feel this way.
Exactly.
Or you didn't intend to make them feel this way. Because a lot of people take things. I find myself in my relationship, I used to try to make her feel a certain way, in a good way. And she could get the whole total opposite, negative than what I intended.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing you can tell a person, whether you intended to make them feel this way or you didn't.
And that's where communication comes in. People be having bad communication skills. Because like you said, you can't really tell somebody what they did was wrong. Or you can't really tell somebody what they did was right because at the end of the day, they did it for whatever reason they did it for. But like he said, if they come to you and they tell you the reason is why they did it, you can't tell them that wasn't the reason why they did it. Regardless of how you may have felt, even if you felt in your soul that, no, you did this because of this reason, if they're telling you to your face or whatever that's not the intentions, then I feel like you have no choice but to believe them, because how you gonna tell somebody why they did something?
Right. That's what I said. Right. Yep.
Exactly. So what's something you used to believe that no longer fits the man you're becoming now?
To be honest, I used to be one of the people that think that, you know, money is everything.
It
defines the person you are when it don't, you know.
It don't.
Because I've been on both sides, you know, and I used to always say I would be rich by the time I'm 35, and I'm 35, I'll be 35, but I wouldn't take for nothing, none of the experiences that I've been through and the heartaches I've been through, because it taught me a lot.
It did.
It made me the person I am today.
Exactly. So basically, you had to change your perspective when it came to how you viewed money and the value of money to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to think about, you know, making sure my family's okay.
Yeah.
Being like my family, my grandma and her kids, and, you know, my siblings.
Yeah.
And yeah, not the whole family. But my grandma's on her kids.
Exactly. I totally understand that. So how do you navigate the space between who you were and who you're becoming now? How do you still, like, I know you said sometimes, you know, old wounds be coming back up. Do you beat yourself up about it, or do you just accept it, like, that's still a part of me?
I start to accept it. I used to beat myself up.
Yeah.
But now I accept it, you know. Nothing. You know, it's you just, you're human. Human,
right.
You make mistakes.
That's true.
And the best thing to do is to, you know, apologize and make amends to people or yourself, because that's really important. You know, making amends to yourself. A lot of people don't do that.
That's
true. You know, you have to forgive yourself.
Exactly. You do. You truly do. Because like you said, nobody is perfect. And in this thing we call life, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to mess up. And to sit and beat yourself up over something that you already did is pointless, because you can't go back and change it, and you can't change the outcome. So you have nothing else to do other than just be like, okay, you know what? That was messed up. I shouldn't have did it, blah, blah, blah. But moving on.
Right. Keep it moving. That's the best thing. Don't harp on things. So that's how problems be started. When you harp on things and be stuck at that one thing.
And I really feel like that's why a lot of people use drugs. I mean, that's just my opinion. But yes, I truly believe that. Because they be stuck in the same old notion of whatever the reason why they started.
Whatever
happened.
And then
they can't get past it.
Right. Or it's more like a compilation of things, I would say. Like, it all start, and then it start innocent. You know, it's like a way to cope with whatever you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a problem very fast. But
yeah,
the problems pile up. It's not just
they
one
do.
Thing. You're going to go through things as being a human. But a lot of people don't even got the coping skills. Like,
they don't.
You know, like I told my mom, I think the people that deal with it the hardest, because my mom taught me these things. So it was easy for me to revert back to being a kid. The things I was taught, I already had coping skills.
Right.
Some of these people aren't even taught coping skills as a kid.
They're not.
They're just they're like animalistic, very impulsive.
Right.
Do anything
exactly
that comes to
that.
Their mind, young minded. Right.
Exactly that. Very emotional immaturity, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Because people don't know how to regulate their emotions. You can. You can totally learn emotional immaturity, because at the end of the day, everything we do is a choice. Whether people want to admit that or not, everything you do is a choice. Everything you say to somebody is a choice. So by it being a choice, that means that's something that you can control.
Right. I believe that.
What would you tell the version of you that thought healing meant being perfect, or just like, okay, this is perfection. This is because it's healed. What would you tell that person if that's what you ever thought?
I mean, I never really thought that, but I would tell, you know, do what you can do, but always strive to be the best person that you can be.
Yes.
Like, that's all you can do. And it's not
do
a such thing
do.
As being perfect. Somebody always going to take something some kind of way. Like, it's always going to be that
real.
One person.
For
even
real.
If you try to mean to do 100%, can't please everybody.
You cannot.
Right. But I think the people that you care about, like your kids, your close ones, that matters to me. What
yeah.
they think about and how they view me. That matters the most to me.
And that makes the perfect most sense. I mean, because that's your legacy. When you leave this earth, that's what's going to carry on your name and whatever, everything else you brought with. So it makes sense that you would feel like their opinions and how they feel about you would matter most. I mean, that's exactly how I feel. I feel like if I care about what anybody think of me, it's definitely going to be my son. Everybody else is just, if whatever you believe, live in it, because
It doesn't matter.
You would drive yourself crazy.
For real. Because you would drive yourself crazy trying to always be the likable person or the person that nobody has anything negative to say about. Everybody not going to like you.
That's how drugs start too. Being a people pleaser. That's one thing.
Yes. Because everybody's not going to like you at the end of the day. And everybody is not going to be okay with all of the decisions you make in your life. But that's the beauty of it being your life. It doesn't matter. It's your life.
Right. I agree with that.
It's your life at the end of the day. I tell people all the time, you got to live in your truth. Because at the end of the day, you have to go to sleep with yourself and your decisions and how you feel on the inside. So live in your truth. And those who feel it, what my mom always say, those that matter won't mind and those that mind won't matter.
Yes. That's true. Yeah, it's so true. I always have reminders of that all the time. And she told me when I was a little boy, like
she said all the time.
I was a young boy, probably like 9 years old when I remember her saying that.
And she says it all the time. It never really clicked until I feel like you get older and you're like, you know what? That's what that means. Like the people who love you and care about you, they're not gonna mind what you do. They're gonna love you regardless.
The ones that don't matter
always tend to exit their way out your life every time.
Right. Yep.
So that's the quote we're ending with. So that's the last question. So what I always ask is one question before we wrap it on up. And the last question would be, if the old you could see who you are now, what do you think he'll say?
I think he'll be shocked. I think he'll be shocked because there's a lot of things that happen and a lot of places I've been that I would never think in 1,000 years that I was at.
Yeah.
And that I witnessed, and it's just crazy. But I do love life, and I like I said, I learned a lot from it. And that, like, the direction I'm headed now, I think that I will appreciate it way more than if I didn't go through what I went through.
Exactly. I can agree. I can definitely agree to that. I think everything you go through is a lesson. Regardless if it's a good one, regardless if it's a bad one, it's always a lesson. You learn something from it.
Yeah, some people don't learn from their lessons, though.
But they don't, and that's because they don't sit and to reflect. If they really were to sit and think about all the stuff they've been through, you could have definitely took something from it. And maybe that's the way you won't repeat cycles. That's why people be living in cycles, because they're not realizing what they should have learned from the first go-around.
Right. And I hardly don't take anything personal anymore. Like, I used to take things real bad, things that I go through. Now I don't. You know, I just sum it up to, like, that's life, you know?
That's life.
Shit happens.
It's always going to happen.
And I think that I'd be proactive about what I'm going to do about it instead of harping on.
Exactly. So basically you're saying, like, you do what you can, like you said, you do what you can, and what you can't do, you just can't do. There's no point in just beating yourself up about what you can't do. You just can't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Love that. So thank you so much. Y'all, if y'all didn't realize, this is my brother. This is my older brother. And I'm so happy that he took the time out of his day to come and to give y'all some gems. Y'all know that's what I like to say. My guests be dropping gems that I hope that you can take and apply it to your life. Journal about it, share it, do whatever you need to do, but take time to reflect on what we talked about today, and hopefully you could be on your next version of being healed.
Thanks. Bye.
And thank you for coming back and for keeping it real yet again. These conversations aren't just meaningful because you're my brother. They're powerful because they speak to the parts of us that we are still healing, even after growth.
And before we close, I want to leave you with something I call a glow letter. It's a short note to self, to you, to anyone who's surviving something similar, a reminder to carry forward, a moment to breathe, a message you might not even know you needed until now. Dear self, the old you didn't disappear. He didn't vanish when you started healing. He's still there, the version of you who coped, who survived, who did what he had to do when he didn't know any other way. And now, You get to choose what to carry forward and what to finally lay down. You're allowed to think that version of you without letting him lead. You're allowed to grieve who you were without being trapped in who you used to be. Growth doesn't mean becoming someone else. It means remembering who you really are underneath the defense, beneath the mask, beneath the pain. Today, may you be gentle with your past and bold with your becoming. To everyone listening, thank you for showing up for this moment. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone still trying to shake their old version of themselves. Follow the podcast on your favorite platform. Leave a review if this moved you and connect with us on Instagram at survivingme_. And remember, healing doesn't always sound like answers. Sometimes it sounds like this, a conversation. No matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it, keep growing through it, and keep glowing through it. And I'll see you next episode.
I've battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deeper than deep. I'm surviving me, not losing sleep.